This is TWiT.
Can you tell us, first of all, a little bit about R and the background to it and how this all links in with R Studio?
So R is a programming language. It's an implementation of the S language. So S has a pretty old history. I think it's been around for almost 30 years now, but it was originally developed in Bell Labs, where they're trying to do statistical analysis on their data in the era of kind of Fortran and C programs. And, you know, so you'd have one Fortran program that did a linear regression, another Fortran program that did something else. And then, you know, a lot of the time you'd spend just kind of feeding the output from one Fortran script to the input of another Fortran script. And so they thought it would be really great to have a sort of interface language that made that easier. And so that was kind of the goal of ES, was to provide an interactive environment for doing statistics and data analysis. So envisioned initially as the sort of glue between other high performance tools like Fortran and C and so on. ES is the language. And then R is a relatively recent implementation of that language that's free and open source. So R changed the semantics.
Sorry, no, carry on, yeah. Now, I was just going to ask you how you personally got involved, because I'm always really interested in how people, you know, come to get involved in these projects. So what was your kind of journey into R?
So I, and this is very much connected with the creation of R itself, because R was written by Robert Gentleman and Ross Ehaker at the University of Auckland. And the University of Auckland is where I did my undergraduate degree in statistics. So unsurprisingly, we used R in many of the statistics courses. And my first experience was honestly like with, I'd also double majored in computer science and programmed some other languages. And my first, I can still very, very strongly remember the sensation of, you know, using R, which just seemed like the craziest programming language that you could imagine.
Excellent. So it drew you in with its craziness. I like that. That's always good in a project. So tell us a bit about R Studio, which is what we're here to talk about. So this is a tool to help people work with R and develop their analysis, their graphs, all that kind of stuff.
Right. So R Studio is an IDE for R, basically. And one of the things So I don't work on R Studio directly. I mostly work on R packages. But one of the things that I think that's kind of the coolest about R Studio is that when you download the desktop version, I mean, so the IDE is just HTML and CSS and JavaScript. So when you download the desktop version of it, you're basically getting a web browser that's talking to a local server. And the cool thing about that is that many people also use R Studio on the server. So if you're running kind of a big, you know, a big cluster, you've got somewhere in your company that has some really powerful computers, you can run R Studio there and you can connect to R Studio through your browser, and it works exactly like R Studio runs locally. So, you know, if you use Vim or Emacs and you know about Screen and SSH, then this is like all absolutely no-brainer, right? You want your remote development environment to be exactly the same as the local development environment. But most R users aren't programmers. They're not developers. They don't want to use Vim or Emacs. And this idea that R Studio is just a web interface makes it really, really easy for their local and remote development environments to be identical.